Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bad vibes. Bad vibes. Bad vibes. Bad vibes with Talia and Alexis.
How was your weekend?
My weekend?
Was fine. I got bronchitis. And my whole sleep thing really caught up to me.
Your insomnia?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I have like sleep apnea or something.
That could be a possibility.
I have some serious sleep problems.
Have you been to the doctor?
I'm going to Mountain today.
Right. It's 5 p.m.
They're open late. It's not today. I'm sorry. I had to move it to tomorrow. You're completely right. Mm-hmm. I thought that this was a lot earlier. How was your weekend?
It was good. I did some spring, decluttering, cleaning, yeah, et cetera. And it was so nice out.
Now it's perfect outside.
Two beautiful days. Like, I'm trying to really enjoy this now instead of being like, oh, like, I'll spend time outside in the summer, because the summer here is actually disgusting, and I do not want to be outside during it whatsoever.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I guess you've never... Have you ever been in, like, a humid climate?
Nope.
I'm so sorry
for
you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not excited at all.
I hate it. Like, I actually want to leave during the summer, and I don't know how... I have to go to the office, so I can't, but, like, yeah, it's nasty. Everything is sweaty. I did get my air conditioner replaced this weekend too, because I knew that the summer was coming.
I got a new apartment.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Where is it?
I shouldn't say that on
here.
Oh,
you shouldn't.
It's in a dream location. You wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe. Can I say it? I won't bleep it out.
Is it a one bed?
I really wanted a one bed. It's a studio, okay, but it's on the northeast corner of bruh.
Glam. Oh,
it's
my God.
So glam.
Oh,
you want to know
God.
How I got it?
How?
This is how you got to network, people.
You have to network in New York.
No, Streetyzy doesn't do shit for you.
Streetyzy,
okay,
is a level one.
No.
A level two apartment is the networking.
Exactly. So I'm at dinner with these girls, and I overhear from across the fucking table, this girl that I met 5 seconds ago, my friend brought her mutual friend. She goes, I have to move out of my apartment. She's moving in with her boyfriend.
Oh.
I'm moving out like May 30th. I go, I'm moving out of my place May 30th, but I don't have a place yet. Where do you live? She says, I live
in this glamorous,
incredible place.
Place.
I'm like, oh shit. I immediately am like, well, there's no way I'll be able to afford it.
Yeah.
She goes, no, I like got it from some COVID deal and it's still.
Still happening.
Yeah. Like, or I don't know if it was COVID, whatever. She got a great deal on it and it's still like in my budget.
Good.
And so she says it's in my budget. She shows me a photo. I'm like, oh.
So please send over the floor plan, because I'm going to need
to
decorate. Absolutely.
I need you to decorate.
You cannot live in.
I can't believe it's in budget for me.
I'm so happy.
I'm going to be so glam, you guys. I wish I could tell you exactly where it is, but just think of like the most perfect spot. That's where it is.
That's where it is.
It's
just
amazing.
Think about it and you'll know.
If you know New York, where the fuck do you want to live?
Period.
Think about the most perfect spot.
Exactly.
Perfect view.
So this is not where you're living, and I'm not kidding, but like my perfect place is like West Village. Like I just want to move.
I like West Village.
Or like, or actually right over here. Like once I was staying in my friend's apartment while she was gone for the summer, right over here where Betches is, and I pass it every time I come here, and that was a perfect apartment because it was one bedroom, but it had a half bath. A one bedroom, like a 1.5 bath. So your guests could use the guest bathroom. And that's fucking incredible. Like,
I love that.
Like, you don't have to be in my space. Oh my God, it was amazing.
This girl that lived
like $6,000
a month. Oh, no.
We're not there yet.
I love it when they upgrade the apartment. This girl who lived there, she said, like, let me upgrade you while she was there.
Period.
She put in a dishwasher. She like redid some shit. She put in some shit in her closet.
That's the one thing I can't live without is the dishwasher.
See, I guess I can't live without it because I don't wash the dishes, but I just like don't wash dishes, period. I use like one dish.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think I thought I could, like my last apartment was like, it was like older vibes, you know, which
right.
I love for the aesthetic, but then I didn't have like a dishwasher or washer dryer in unit and I survived, but I was also like home in St. Louis. It was fine.
I don't
Here in New
unit.
York, I need the in unit everything.
Like, really?
I'm spoiled. 100%.
Here's the thing with not having it in unit though. You get those laundry machines that are like
industrial.
Yeah, like you don't want the ones that are on their side.
Yeah,
where you see the clothes spinning, because they don't clean the clothes.
And they're small. Like my washer dryer is very small, so I feel like I have to do. But like that means I do like a lot of laundry. I do a lot of laundry.
I go in there like once every 2 weeks, and I do all my shit. It's just, oh my God, it's so nice. I like to like walk up and down, and it's like a whole production. But no, it's like my workout. But here's the only downside of this building. This fucking doorman.
Why?
I don't do doorman.
There is a doorman and you don't like that.
I don't like that at
all. My doorman's my best friend. He doesn't believe I'm an influencer, and he like thinks I have a shopping addiction. Like, actually, like I come downstairs and I'm like, it's for work. He's like, oh, how many of these are for work today then?
Yeah, well.
And none of them were, so he was correct. But the thing is, like, he and I we have a bit, and he's my BFF.
I'm sure I'll become BFFs with my doorman, but I should get one because I'm getting all these packages, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't like when people know my business. Like, I don't like when people know when I'm going in and out. You know what
You're
I mean?
You're crazy.
You know I like to go for walks at, like, 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need the doorman seeing me and being like, where are you going?
No, he's not going to say that.
I don't like also, anybody knowing what I'm up to.
There's not always just one doorman. Like, I have, like, there's, like, six.
Yeah, but after a while, they're going to start getting to know my whole schedule. They are. I do have beef with one. And then they're going to talk.
I do have beef with one doorman. Okay, this guy, like, so usually the doorman's, like, doing his little thing when you're walking in and out. Mm-hmm. No, when you walk in and out, he stares at you like deep into your soul. And he's a nighttime doorman too. So it's like midnight when I'm coming home from going out.
Right.
He's like staring at me as I come back in. And I think he's always waiting to see if I'm drunk or not.
What? Right?
Like, and like, you know, like waiting to judge me a little bit. Like he very much scares me because my friends from school live in the building too. He's terrifying.
I think he has a crush on you.
So you have a lot of like relationship building to do. Don't forget to tip them at Christmas.
Yeah, for sure. No. I'll be a great tenant in terms of the doorman. I'm going to have to befriend them. I don't want it to be awkward. It's just I don't like to share my location with people on my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't like anybody knowing what I'm doing, knowing when I left or when I came back, knowing who I'm bringing upstairs. I don't need these guys judging me. And because they're all rotating and there's a bunch of them, they're all going to start talking and be like, you know, the girl, see the guy she brought back last week? Different guy today.
No, they are.
They're going to start talking about it.
They are.
I don't need that. And they're going to start giving me shit about my packages that I don't have them. I don't even order.
They also give me shit about how much I order food.
Oh, I don't order food. I don't order food.
Well, I mean, the judgment's gonna be there, but your packages will never be stolen. So
true. A bunch of my shit got stolen this week.
What?
Isn't that so fucked up?
It's pretty normal. But
I ordered something. Sucks. It got stolen.
Damn.
So stupid.
Going through it. I'm so
at least
happy
it wasn't my mad place. Happy.
Please let me design the apartment. I need a new project.
I'd love for you to do that. Just I'm gonna give you a little budget.
Okay.
Give me a budget.
Work. I don't on a
like
budget.
I don't like things to be all white and clean. Like
I know, but like
I can't keep it clean.
Well, all right.
I need color.
I can go outside of my comfort zone.
Okay. I have a vision board for you.
Thank you.
Oh, I love a client with a vision board. Got it. Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
All right, let's do a vibe check.
Yeah.
on Bella Hadid's recent confession in her Vogue interview.
Wait, what did she confess?
That she got her nose done.
Finally. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So it's actually very interesting because she only confessed to getting her nose job at age 14, which is pretty early, to getting one nose job. But she's actually had another one. And like, I think there's speculations that she's had a lot of other plastic surgery that she didn't own up to.
Really?
So it was really interesting because so many celebrities like do not say when they've gotten plastic surgery, and then that contributes to like people thinking that they need to look a certain way and like it's actually unattainable. But in this situation, I just thought it was kind of weird that she like half admitted it.
I went to Jewish summer camp. Every year people came back with different noses. Everyone learned that the best way to do it. I'm allowed to say all this shit. I'm Jewish. The best way to come back with a nose job is to be like, yeah, do you guys like my nose job? And like make it a joke. It's so much funnier and just better to own it and be like, yeah, I didn't like it, so I changed it. And it's so weird to me that everyone could see for years that she has a different face. Why not just say it? There's nothing wrong with it.
So I think there is a reason that they say it is because they're already criticized for becoming supermodels without like because their parents are famous.
Yeah.
Like them and the Kardashians, et cetera. It's like they feel like they didn't really earn it. I mean, I still think it's just detrimental to young girls. Like, I love Bella Hadid, but everything she said about modeling in that interview was like, it was the fucking worst thing ever. Like, you don't have to be a model.
It seems like everyone who's a model fucking hates being
it.
A model.
They hate it.
And people still are like, I want to be a model.
I grew up wanting to be a model so bad.
In no other industry, though, do they speak so negatively about
they
their experience.
It. And they don't get paid anything until you're like massive. You don't get paid anything. Mm-hmm. And the thing about influencing is you get paid way more. You get to be yourself and eat. So,
oh my God, it's so fun.
I love it. Thanks, guys, for all you do for us. We should do a giveaway or something.
Yeah, we really should.
Because, like, I feel like the girls deserve some appreciation. But anyway, plastic surgery in general, like, how do you feel about it? Have you ever gotten anything done?
Yeah, I have lip injections. And, well, I've never, I'm very fortunate. I haven't considered anything in my face. I'm pretty okay with it.
I do like your face.
Thank you very much. But one time, recently, I was with my friend. We were like, she was taking photos of me. She was like, you look so good in this light. Let me snap a photo. She goes, Talia, I know you've definitely considered it. Do not let anybody tell you to get a nose job. Do not even think about it. I know that you're thinking about it. Don't. You have a perfect nose.
Oh, my God.
I go, bitch, I was never thinking about it until you just fucking said it right now.
Stop.
Asshole.
Oh, my God. That's so disrespectful. Annoying.
But no, I have lip injections.
Okay, good.
And I'm thinking about a breast reduction as well.
Yeah, those are big.
They're really big. Yeah. And
I've always wanted a boob job to get my boobs to be bigger.
Really?
Yeah, I've always wanted, like, I have, like, I'm wearing a push-up bra.
Yeah,
for everyone
boobs.
To know. I have, like, C's. I feel like I would love a double D.
No, you want it.
Yeah, you're
let
the
me
one
tell
to
you.
It, yeah, but I do have Botox in my forehead.
Yeah.
But that's pretty recent. Let me list the procedures I want. First of all, I'm in the middle of getting laser hair removal. I just came from that appointment right now.
Yeah.
Laser hair removal. But like, I got it on my legs and on my lip, but I want it on, I'm going to do the Brazilian next, I think.
Isn't that like multiple rounds?
You have to do it like 6 to 12 times. Yeah, but then it's permanent.
Oh my God.
And it's like, it's better than getting a wax every 4 weeks for the rest of your life.
For sure.
Right?
I guess that it adds up too.
It adds up. Yeah. So I feel like that it makes sense.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I do think plastic surgery is fine. Yes, we all know that we're slaves to the male gaze.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're not changing anything. Sorry.
Sorry. Like, patriarchy's still here. I still want to look hot as
me
fuck.
Me not getting my lip injections is not going to like change the patriarchy.
Exactly. So I'm just going to like be happy and move on.
I just think that the people who call you out for not loving your body the way that it is and trying to force this upon you are always people who A, are born
fucking
extremely
pretty.
Skinny and beautiful. I got in this huge fight, not even a fight, but I was like rooming one time with this girl and I told her that I wanted to get like fuller lips. And she was like, no, you're beautiful. And she got kind of mad at me. She was like forcing this into me. And I was like, I think what I think about myself. Like, I don't need you. You're not going to convince me how I feel.
Yeah.
I said, I've lived in this body for 20 something years and I want to do this. Right. She's like, no, like Talia, you're so beautiful. Like, stop saying that about yourself. And I'm like, you work at Brandy fucking Melville. She did.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
You have no right to tell
fuck
me that
Melville
I'm beautiful.
Ass,
like, I should just think that I'm beautiful. You look, you are the beauty standard.
Yeah.
I have to make alterations in order to feel confident. That's what I want to do. I have a cousin who got a nose job, and she said it was the best decision of her life. It changed her entire perception of herself and the world.
Like, here's the thing. You can be smart and superficial at the same time. I'm smart enough to know that the reason I want to look a certain way is to fit into beauty standards that were created without my, you know, body and genes in, you know, mine.
Right.
I'm also superficial enough to know that you actually do get treated better when you look better. So I would rather have what I want. And also, like, for example, laser hair removal is expensive. The reason I'm doing it is because I fucking hate having these little bumps on my legs and like what it looks like. No one has ever noticed it besides me. Like, ever. No man, nothing. But I still personally fucking hate it. Therefore, I'm going to do it. And that you can call that superficial. You can call it anti-feminist. I don't give a fuck. I can't wait to have smooth as hell legs.
Before you go in there and get your nose job, before you go see Dr. Javami, consider why you're doing what you're doing and where it's coming from and where these desires come from. If you're doing it for your boyfriend, if you're doing it to get the guy's attention, that's why you should be there. But give yourself many years. Like, you need to actually have had these insecurities. I'm not a fan of like deciding one day that you want a nose job and getting it the next week. No.
Yeah, I also think you can't do it for male attention, because men want changes like
every 45 minutes.
So don't even.
The trends will always change. That's why you see all these people reversing their BBLs. Mm-hmm. It goes in waves. But if making a change like to your nose, your lips, or whatever, a small change is like what's going to make you feel better looking a guy in the eye.
Yeah.
It's what's going to make you feel better like walking into a party and feeling good. I'm on acne medication. I don't see how that's any different.
You do have great skin.
Thank you. And I had terrible skin until about 2 years ago. I would miss out on parties. I couldn't look people in the eye when I spoke to them. I was caking on makeup before I left the house, just go to the grocery store. I was so embarrassed of this. Mm-hmm. It changed my entire life when I got clear skin.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Because I had to go to the doctor and get this medication. Mm-hmm. I don't see how that's any different from hating my nose every day of my life and wanting to change it. Mm-hmm. You change it and the whole world opens up to you because now you have confidence.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
All right, let's do some voicemails.
All right, well, today we have two. Thank you guys for calling in. One is from an inexperienced dater, and another one is about dating apps. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. So I have a little pickle that I'm in right now. Basically, I won't tell you my age because it's kind of embarrassing. Or no, I will. I'm 20. I was never really a girl that all the guys were like in love with in high school because I played all the sports and was super athletic. So last Thursday I had this guy who's very attractive, like express that he thought I was pretty, which has never happened before, like in person. And he goes to my college and he like asked for my snap. I don't have snaps, so we did Instagram. And so we went on a date that next Monday, and he at first wanted me to come to his house, and I was like, fuck no, that's too early.
Red flag.
For me. This is literally like my first date ever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, can we get dinner instead? He said yes. Went to dinner. It was nice. We talked for an hour and a half. Then we went outside, talked for like 20 more minutes, and basically a lot of other things happened. And finally he kissed me, and like I've been waiting for it, but he spared no time to move straight on to just sticking that tongue in and went straight to make out. And like, whatever, but I'm just not ready for that. And it was super awkward and I didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to say. And I left quickly after that. Also, when we pulled away, he said, well, that was bad. And I didn't know what the fuck to say.
Whoa.
I don't know what to do. This is so, so early for me. I don't know how to communicate that to him without being embarrassed that, like, I've never made out with a guy.
Well,
I did once, but I was super drunk. So, yeah, please help.
Oh
my God.
I love her.
I love her, too, and I don't want her to feel embarrassed whatsoever because there's no reason to be embarrassed at all.
First of all, okay, all the things that you're embarrassed about. A, The fact in high school, what, you're athlete, whatever.
That's okay. Fucking sick, bitch.
You're what hot. The fuck? That's second amazing. Of all, 20, great age to go on a first date. Amazing. I think that's like pretty much the average, right?
Yeah.
To go on your first date at 20, first mm-hmm. real date. That's I think normal. That is literally the average time. I think most of my friends, I was around that age too. Third, okay, so whatever. Like, I don't like that this guy said that was bad. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He didn't know what to say either. But I understand how that made you feel bad, but don't overthink that, okay?
At all.
He liked you. He this is exciting. You. There's this nothing bad happening. This is really like enjoy this moment. The guy liked you. You deserve it. It's fun. It's not going to be your husband. Mm-mm. So just fucking enjoy yourself and experiment. There's going to be a lot more dates where this came from.
And you can be very flirty and be like, well, let's try that again.
Yes.
After you listen to our tips.
Yes.
Very funny story. When I first started dating my boyfriend of 5 years, he later told me, probably a year later, that he thought I was a bad kisser in the beginning. It stuck with me. It stuck with me for years now. So now every time I kiss him, it's kind of a bit, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, was that good or not? You know, whatever. Anyway.
Same thing happened with me, but with a blowjob. It stuck with me forever. A guy that I was seeing told me that he like confessed to me when I was like a sophomore or junior in college that he like didn't like the way that I gave it. Like, he thought it was kind of bad. He thought I was like a little toothy, right?
Toothy. I've gotten that feedback. I've gotten that feedback before.
It was so awful. And he was like, no, it's still really good. It's just like, this is the thing that you could improve on.
And that's okay. And not everyone is born being good, having knowing right, how to
but
fuck.
Of course, I really truly believe, and he reiterated this many times, he didn't mean it as like they're bad. It was just like, here's a little thing, but it's still good and I still love doing it mm-hmm. with you. That comment literally stuck with me forever and it led me to completely change the way that I gave head. Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. But still, it stuck in my head the way that this kiss stuck in your head and now it's like a running thing that you'll never forget about. And it can really make you self-conscious. So I'm sorry that he said that, but seriously.
That's rude of him, but you can say, let's try that again, and you can make it like a funny bit with him and just have like a little makeout session at his house since he's so eager to get you there.
Right.
And like just, you know, continue doing what
I say she doesn't. No. She clearly is very uncomfortable about, she was uncomfortable about the idea of him putting a tongue in her mouth, let alone going to his place.
She also said that he did that pretty quickly. And so that, I think a guy that goes for the tongue too quickly is not confident. He's insecure. I think that like when you start with the tongue like 2 seconds into making out, like, we are outside.
That's
sir.
Not what
like,
you're supposed please. To do anyway. That's he's not experienced either, clearly.
So yeah, he is probably like overcompensating himself.
I think he sounds generally a little bit insecure because he seems to be really excited about getting.
He seems young. He seems like a little frat boy.
He seems like a frat boy.
So what? How does it work? Let's start with kissing.
Oh, are we breaking it down?
Yeah, well, she needs that guidance.
You're right. Okay, so basically, you go in. Mm. Don't leave your. I always have my eyes open.
Okay,
the guy Bruno has Mars. To tell me to close my fucking eyes. I don't know why I do this. I notice every single time I've been kissing the guy for 5 minutes and I've been staring at his eyes the entire time.
You're psychotic.
Why I do that.
That's weird.
So that's the number one rule. Close your fucking eyes. Get real close.
Well, make sure you're kissing the right place first.
You get all flirty and like get really close to him, like pull him close and have like your bodies be touching and everything.
I like an arm like this on the back.
Sure.
Like go like around.
Fold it around. Yeah,
fold
yeah,
around.
But
around.
You want everything touching except for your lips for a second. You want your whole body touching.
And
that way
smelling.
You can be close together with your eyes closed, but you know where you are. You know where the lips are.
Great. That's a great, you know, body checking.
Yeah.
Moment.
Yeah.
Wrap around. Look. And then it's like, we're going to kiss. Then you start.
Does she know how to initiate though? You know the number one way to initiate? The triangle.
Please tell me more.
Yeah, go I. This is where you're looking. You go I, lips, I. And you just keep doing
that. And
then
he'll just go.
And he'll be like she wants to kiss.
You're not even going to get to the second eye before he goes like in on you.
If you ever want to kiss a guy, literally look at his lips while he's talking for 5 seconds. It's like when they look at your boobs. Like they pick up on it really quickly.
They get it.
And they'll know.
Okay. So then I feel like when it comes to kissing, you shouldn't go for like, you need a few moments before you go to the tongue. And there's also a few different types of kisses. Like there's the ones that where like their lips are like a click one.
Yeah, you don't
like
want
like a
that.
Peck. You're not going for that.
I hate when it's just a bunch of clicking over and over.
Yeah,
like chicken kisses.
Chicken kisses.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I had to tell Jeff, stop fucking kissing me like that ever. Like even if it's just like a goodbye.
When it's like
I don't want that. No, we need like to use the lips that we've been given. Then, like, I guess you can go into tongue after you've been, like, touching for a while.
Right.
And I wouldn't do tongue makeouts in public under any circumstance unless you're fucked up at the club or at a rave or something.
That is
not something that I would do in public.
I'll do tongue makeouts anytime, baby. But I think it was weird.
That's the difference between you and me.
That he went straight into the tongue makeout. You're supposed to be kind of
like... And it shouldn't be, like, your tongue should not be stiff.
Yeah, don't have a rigid tongue. I also think I do that sometimes.
I do too. That was my feedback.
I got that feedback. That was my feedback.
Because I don't like tongue kisses are fine, but they're not like I don't need that in my life.
Right.
Like, you know? So Jeff was like, what are you doing?
Right.
And I was like, I just don't want to do this. And he's like, okay. Well, yeah, he thought I was a bad kisser. So
that's how you do it. You're just gonna have to like watch a couple movies, watch some porn if you need to.
Yeah.
And just kind of like you're going to go on many dates. This is your first date ever. So it's okay that you fuck up the kiss. You need to learn how to do it. You only learn by doing. We can't really give you the tips, right?
Yeah, we can't.
But you're going to keep practicing. And I think you should tell him next time. Just be like, you know, yesterday, like last week was so fun. I'm sorry I was awkward, but like it kind of caught me off guard. I was just excited and like didn't know that you were going to kiss me. Just like, can we kiss? Can I like take the lead this time?
Ooh, good one.
I mean, just be like, wow, you just relax. Keep your mouth right there. Don't do shit with it. And let me kiss you. You know?
That might be overwhelming, but all right.
He can handle it. She's a confident girl. Likes her.
No, she might be overwhelmed by doing that because she doesn't know what she's doing.
How do you propose? She said she does want to address that it was awkward.
Okay, oh, that's how she should address that it's awkward. But I don't think she should be like, let me kiss you.
No, just be like, I need to do this at my own pace. Like, let me take the lead.
Sure. You know? That works. I think that works.
And eventually, once he figures out how to kiss you, you're going to get so horny that you're going to be ready to go to his house. It's not going to be like a year. Trust me.
I'm so excited for you. And remember, do not ever sell your fucking self short again.
Yeah.
Being an athlete in high school is so fucking cool. You're so talented and disciplined, probably. Like, don't even.
Stop talking so much shit on yourself.
Absolutely not.
I like you.
We like you. Next up.
I heard we got a second voicemail.
I'm so excited. We never do this, but we're going to listen to two this time.
Let's do it.
Hi, Tali and Alexis. I need your help. So I have recently started dating in New York. I just got out of a really long-term relationship, and I'm just starting to get back out in the scene. And I've been on Hinge, matching with guys. This was the second date I've been on since I ended my relationship, and I got 100% totally, completely catfished. Basically his profile said that he was 6'1", was really, really cute, full head of hair. I showed up, I was taller than him and I'm 5'9". He was completely bald and looked nothing like his photo. I was honestly so floored and traumatized at it. I ended up staying at the date for 2 hours because I just felt so confused and didn't know what to do and I didn't want to be rude. But long story short, I'm feeling discouraged a little bit lack of trust in the New York dating community. How can I get over this and get back on the apps and keep going out? And what would you guys do? Thanks.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Short kings, -1.
Gross.
No, ma'am. We hate that.
No, it's not gross that he's short and bald. It's gross that he fucking lied to you. I had a similar experience in the summer before I moved to New York. My friend texted me and was like, I have this great guy for you. He saw you on my Instagram story, thinks you're cute. And he's a little bit older and like, he's great. I go, send me a picture of him. Sends me a really cute photo of this guy, like a really good looking guy. So I say, sure. We go to this fucking place that I should have known from the restaurant suggestion.
Which was?
Vegan Mexican food.
Was it fucking Gracias Madre? Yeah. Oh no, absolutely not.
I hate.
It's not good.
Gracias Madre.
It's disgusting.
If you're from LA, you know, it's fucking gross. First of all, vegan food is vegan food. If you want to be vegan, eat a fucking eggplant. You don't need to make fake chicken. Second of all, I go to Gracias Madre and I meet him. I didn't even recognize the guy when he walked up to me. He was the guy. It was the guy. It wasn't as jarring as this girl's experience, but he had gained like 50 pounds. He had grown his hair down to like his nipples and it was in a ponytail. And it was unbelievable. Like he wasn't recognizable.
Oh my God.
That that's not fair to show me a photo from 3 years ago.
Mm-mm.
When you know, first of all, I go to the bathroom and I text my friend. I'm like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. You knew exactly what you were doing. He's like, I thought that you wouldn't mind. Like you like guys who look like whatever. It's fucked up. He just wanted to get his friend a date and it was fucked up. But of course, I did the exact same thing. I stayed on the date. Mm-hmm. I tend, this is where I'm a little bit too nice in these situations. I just like, I felt so, he was a really nice guy. And he didn't know that the picture that was sent of him. He didn't, it wasn't his fault, the catfishing. So I stayed around. He leaned in for like a goodnight kiss. I gave him like a little chicken kiss, a little
chicken kisses.
But then, of course, by doing that, he really thought that I liked him and like kept texting me for a while until I kind of like let it fizzle out. Ugh. But like, this is a completely different fucking situation. Horrific. But I totally understand why you stayed and you were right to do that. And honestly,
I agree.
Even though this guy did some really fucked up, please take solace in the fact that you're a good person and you did something that a lot of people wouldn't do. I would never, ever leave the date. I would never make up an excuse. That kind of thing scars somebody forever and it's not cool.
And so this is hard because like you, whatever, this situation is over. We're sorry it happened to you, but now it's like, where do we go from here is her question.
It's not going to happen again. This is a one in a million situation, the way that this was done.
Yeah, I think that like this specific instance isn't going to happen again. But when it comes to like getting back into dating, I feel like it's like getting back into anything. Like you have to like, sometimes you just have to take a break and when you're ready, you go back. Do you know what I mean? Right. I've never dated here though, so.
I think you need to get back on the horse before, like, you know that saying, when you fall on the horse, you need to get right back on it or else you're going to make a habit. You got to get right back on. I think you should go out on a date like immediately, but with somebody who you meet in person. This is how you're going to ease back into it. Get off these, take a break from the dating apps, but go out with your friends this weekend and talk to men. Remind yourself that there are some cute men out there. Like seriously, forget Hinge. I get that you're traumatized. That's not the only way. And I don't like this myth that everything is becoming online dating now. No, it's still very much possible to meet friends or meet guys through mutual friends, meet guys in public. It really is. So you go out to the bars with your friends this weekend. Have a couple shots. Get confident. Okay. Yeah. And go up to guys that you think are cute. What the fuck do you have to lose?
Nothing.
You sound cute. Okay.
She does sound cute.
I don't know why, but you sound cute and you're very articulate. You're clearly very confident and you're a very nice girl. Because the fact that you didn't leave this guy high and dry, you're a nice girl. So you're going to find a cute boy. It's not going to be hard. You know how to talk to people. Mm. So you're going to go out and you're going to lick guys. You're going to look guys lick in the fucking eye. You're going to lick them on their balls.
How
you're
to get look over guys. Dating trauma. Lick guys lick at bars.
Okay, no, seriously though. You're going to look them in the eyes. You're going to go out this weekend with your friends and you're going to get a date. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. Trust me.
You'll be okay.
You think even if the hottest guy in the bar, just go up to him, he'll go on a date with you. Guys are so fucking easy when girls come up to them. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
go
they
up.
They don't have to work.
Say, hey, you're really cute. Can I give you my phone number? Can I take your phone number? You'll have a date in a week and you'll know that the guy is cute because you saw him in person. Then once you have a couple of those, you'll get back on dating.
I like that. Take back the control in this situation. And I also think do things before you're ready is a good thing that I've been like teaching myself, like comfort zone wise. Like if you like apps are not in your comfort zone, going out and getting a date, do that before you're ready for it. And just keep that in your mind when you're going out. You're like, I don't know if I'm ready to reach out to people. Like doing it before you're ready is always a good spot to be in.
Okay, so this past week, I just got a random, like, I was FaceTiming a friend who's roommates with my college sneaky link, okay? This guy and I, nada in common.
Zero Zilch, things.
Okay? We had a really good time talking together. Like, we had good banter and stuff. He was really funny. But, like, we could never, like, we would argue about politics while he was inside of me. Like, we literally
That's did romantic. Not
see the world the same way in any sense, okay?
Okay, well, what happened?
So my friend FaceTimes me and mentions, oh, it's that guy's birthday. Our last messages are
it's
like
March.
Me. It's March.
It's March.
What did I tell
all
you?
Her men,
they're all Pisces the same week of March. Mm-hmm. Okay. I totally didn't even know it was his birthday. I forgot, but he falls into my, what do you know? My
year week.
Yep. My special week. So I have one sip of alcohol. And I'm like, fuck it. Let's confuse the boys. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite thing to do to men that I've specifically told not to contact me again. We've unfollowed each other on Instagram months ago now, and I texted him happy birthday all caps with the peach emoji because I love his ass. That was my favorite part of his body.
Yes,
he responds, he's like, thanks mommy. It was so funny. But I also saw him on Hinge once and I matched him and he was like, what the fuck. Like,
yeah,
I just love to confuse the boys.
He's in the city.
He's back in my college town. Oh my god, but did he have a body, man. Wow, he's so cute.
Well, that's why he said peach.
He was so cute. cute. Funny too. Just like good we just didn't get along.
Well, that's what made the sex so hot. Women.
No, he respected me. He just wasn't like, you know what I mean? He didn't yes. like, I like, know, I'm I was joking. A booty call, you know? Yes.
I mean, you can't go to Berkeley. But he was my booty women. Call. Cute.
No, yes, you can. Trust me.
But you know, I'll be proven wrong in 25 seconds. Counting down.
Oh my God, his butt. Do you like to do butt stuff?
No, but like I also didn't really get thinking men's asses were cute. Like I didn't see that. And then recently I saw an ass and I was like, oh, that's what they were talking about.
I can't
like,
date I a man hadn't with a flat
seen
ass.
It before. I hadn't seen it before.
I don't like flat asses. I need a big butt.
Interesting to grab.
Oh my God, so cute. I wanted to like take a bite out of it.
Wow.
Oh, he had the best butt. I love a big butt.
Well,
there are certain like sports that have those butts.
There are certain sports.
Baseball, rugby, they all have those.
I don't need a hot ass. That's what I don't like. Need a hot ass, but I did recently discover what they were.
Mm,
work on those glutes, dudes.
I literally sit and think about this guy's ass like all the time. It still crosses my mind.
You have so many problems.
Oh my God.
So many men. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Okay. Oh, if you want to leave us a message in the future, whether to talk about men getting BBLs to fill Talia's needs in the future or for advice to respond to something we said, call 212-287-5244 and we'll answer you.
Great.
All right. Time for Roast It or Toast It.
Let's do it.
Okay. March Madness. Roast It or Toast It.
I'm going to say toast. I think it's fun. I like when guys get into something and I like that the girls are able to participate. What I don't like is when the guys are like, no girls allowed in my pool. Like you can't in be my bracket. In my bracket.
No brackets for the girls.
I just picked the bracket based on colors.
Yeah.
Like my favorite colors. And I've won a couple times. Like I've gotten really close. Yeah. I've won some money before a couple years ago.
I'm going to do it for work.
It's fun.
And bonding.
Just enjoy. I think that sports, this is like what sports are made for. Mm-hmm. It's really fun to like get around the TV. I love when it gets to the final couple.
Yeah, entertainment.
And you're watching the final four. It's so fun.
Like I love a spectacle like
it's
that.
It's great. It's just don't stuff. Shame. I don't like when men are like, no, it's a guy thing. You can't. She won her bracket, but it was based on colors. Like, fuck her. She
it's
doesn't
all
get
fucking
sports.
Luck. It's all luck. It doesn't matter which team is better. That's the whole point of March Madness is that weird things happen. Mm-hmm.
You can have weird teams go to the final four. So shut up.
I think also I will say basketball is the best sport. Like football is stop and go. Like I just can't, like no one's heart rate can keep up with that. Like basketball is actually entertaining to watch. Baseball, no. What are the other sports they play? I like hockey. You're
hockey's
clearly.
My
hockey's good yeah. because they fight. I like that.
Love
basketball
it.
Is like constant, you know, stimulation. Football.
You know what I like? Stop. Tennis.
Tennis is good.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis is good.
I kind of do like tennis.
There's this girl who we recently followed each other who she like went on a blind date with this guy. Turns out to be a major fucking tennis dude, like who plays at all these things.
Yeah.
And now she's like traveling the world with him as her, he's her boyfriend. And he like plays all these tournaments and shit. So they're traveling like 365 days
That's
a year.
My dream.
And she's an influencer because she like travels with him.
That's
she's
so
living
fun.
The dream. Like I'm obsessed with it. Like
oh.
she's, it's iconic. So then I followed her because I was like, oh my God, you're so cool. But she followed me right back. I was like, I feel like I won right now.
You did win. There are only a few specific types of athletes that I would be okay with being their athlete, like girlfriend or wife. Because like baseball wives, no, you're getting cheated on. Football.
Basketball. Yeah, my friend was dating a famous basketball player and he was like fucking many strippers at the same time.
Yeah.
And they came to her with like the NDA. They were like, you can be the public girlfriend, but he can have sex with whoever he wants and you can't have sex with anyone else. Like that was written in the contract. So that's what they'd be doing. All of them over there. I think it's very clear if you're dating a basketball player, like you will be cheated on. Like statistically, I think that is true.
Statistically.
If you want to look at the stats.
But I think there are certain sports. There was a girl in my sorority who was dating an Olympic swimmer.
Whoa.
And they would like go all over the place. It looks
so
really fun.
Cool.
And I think it's, I don't know why. I don't think swimming has a rep for being like.
No, I don't think so.
They're not like assholes.
What do? They just move in the water.
Yeah, they just move. They don't go to like parties or anything.
Mm.
But I agree with you about hockey's my favorite sport by far. Love it. Shout out to my dad. We like hockey together. That's my favorite cute. Thing about it is because it's cold in there.
I do love that.
Mm-hmm.
I run hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like that it's natural.
Very good point. You guys got to think about that.
But I love the fights and I love that it's fast paced. I like basketball, but I don't like how they're such babies. They'll get hit in the knee and they like
that's
flop
soccer.
All over.
That's soccer.
No, but that's also basketball.
They'll do like anything is like a foul or whatever.
Can't wait to see your bracket.
So, have you seen like LeBron will like just like flop all over, be like, oh my god.
I'm sure
they will. Fall over nothing.
I can't say I've watched that much basketball.
I hate soccer, hate true. Baseball.
Soccer is boring too. Like so soccer is like boring. You get 3 points in the whole game. Excuse me, I'm bored.
Like, I do enjoy a baseball game though. I like to go to the game.
I mean from St. Louis, because right. We go to the Cards game, good time. That'd love that.
The Cards.
You know, go Cards. 11-time World Series champions, I think that's really? What it's called. And like hot dogs. I live for a hot dog.
I like to get drunk. I used to go to the Giants games in the Bay. Mm. Though I used to go to Dodger games sometimes. My dad
brought me
one.
It's a fun activity. Like it's a really fun activity to do. Like I love that. But baseball just a itself, little long for me. 3 hours?
I'd love to show up late.
Show up late. Always.
Yeah.
Okay. Next topic, spring break.
Have you been on a spring break trip?
No. And the reason was because I was never 21 in college because I skipped a grade. So I turned 21 and we had a pandemic. Spring break was when pandemic hit for me.
I was 21 starting when I was 17.
I love that for you. Well, I have a horror story with my ID though. So my best friend, she was having her 21st birthday in Vegas and she invited me. But like I was only 20 at the time, and her stepdad was like famous, so like it was gonna be fine. Like they were gonna get me in everywhere in Vegas. But then I was at Caesar's Palace. I was at the beach club, ready to go in, and they took my ID and they almost arrested me. And I was crying in the middle of it. And I am now banned for life from there. The only reason I did not get arrested is because her stepdad is famous and like. They were doing him a favor.
Is that the only place you're banned from?
Yes, thank God. You know I'm a good person. I'm a good kid.
Good. Anyway, but okay, spring break.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I had the best time. I went on a trip.
Where'd you go?
I went to Rosarito, aka Tijuana, and I went with something called...
So many words.
Tijuana is like...
What country is that in Mexico?
It's in Mexico, but it's like... It's not Cabo. It's not Cabo. Not Cabo. It's very close to San Diego. You just drive across the
like that's Baja, California. Yeah.
So that's like what they call it.
You had the greatest time of your life.
Yeah, I went with a thing called Just College. It's sort of the same.
I've heard
reason.
Of that.
Yeah, it's like a college. It's one of these companies that takes the kids on trips, and you sign up for an all inclusive trip. And they have campus ambassadors, and you'd have people in your sorority who would like sign up the whole sorority.
Mm.
I went with a bunch of my friends. I loved it. For all the same reasons, I like a cruise.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you exactly why.
Oh, my God.
You're at one resort. You can always leave the resort, but the place where you're sleeping, whenever it's gated, you feel safe. There's security. You pay for two wristbands. One's food, one's the safety where you're staying. You have everything covered on these wristbands, and you load it with money. Mm. And it just, like, covers everything.
I love that.
You walk in. You've got the place you're staying. It's right there. It's all paid for. You've got the food. You've got a certain number of drinks every night. You can go to all these different places. It's just like everything.
You
is,
love an inclusive situation.
I like
you
things
don't
planned
like
for
when
me.
There's like logistics you have to think about. Nope. Like that's what Jeff and I did when we went on our vacation last month, like all inclusive. And
really?
I'm taking my mom and my aunt and my cousin in September.
That's fine.
Because like I don't have to think about anything. Like,
yeah.
You just go. That's a good point.
I like everything to be figured out for me. I love when I have friends who are down to plan trips. And I just say, like, who do I Venmo?
Yeah.
I don't want to do any sort of booking or planning.
I love doing the booking or planning.
Tell me who to throw the money at. Perfect. So we should go somewhere
together. We should. And I will do all the planning. I love a project.
Great. Oh, first, you have to decorate my apartment.
Yeah. We have so much to do.
All right.
That is it for this episode of Bad Vibes. We hope you enjoyed it.
And if you want to send us an email, you can send those to badvibes@betches.com. But don't forget, it's really fun when you leave us a message on the Bad Vibes hotline by calling 212-287-5244.
Don't forget to follow us. You can follow me everywhere at Alexis Barber.
I'm at Talia Lickstein.
Love to see it. And remember, no one on the internet is safe.
Bad Vibes is a Betches Media production. The podcast is produced and edited by Sean Kilby. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to leave us a voicemail at 212-287-5244 or send your emails to badvibes@betches.com.
Betches.